yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, this is Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You're listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free, on Newstalk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. All the opinions expressed on this program are mine. They are not necessarily the opinions of Newstalk 550 KTSA Radio or their affiliates. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Tonight we are going to be discussing hormones, one of my favorite topics. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble's, at Amazon, at iTunes, and also at www.growyoungeragain.com. That's growyoungeragain.com. If you go to the website, you can get an autographed copy of the book. All right? For more information, call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558. 210-495-8558. Or on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com. Well, we're going to be discussing hormones. Now, I want you to understand something. We all have hormones. Hormones are messengers. They are produced in one organ in the body, and they have to actually be transported to another location to enact their whatever they want to do. So most hormones made in the body is not active. And they only become active when they get to where they need to be. And the reason why is because most hormones are not water soluble. And so therefore, for them to be transferred in the blood, it has to be made water soluble. So the hormones are pretty much like they're put in a little capsule, and the capsule is transported in the blood to where it's needed. And then when it gets to its destination, it's taken out of the capsule, and voila, it can do its job. So therefore, most of the hormones are in transit, so therefore they're not active. For instance, testosterone. 97% of your testosterone in your body is not active. Only 3% is actually active, and the 3% that's active does all the work. Your thyroid. Your thyroid gland. 93% of your thyroid hormone is not active. Only 7% is active. And the active portion is called T3, thyroid with three iodines, and T4, the inactive one, is thyroid with 4 iodine. And so in your body needs to convert the inactive hormone into the active hormone. So let's go and get to the nitty gritty. Let's start talking about hormones. Let's start with testosterone. Number one. Everyone knows that testosterone helps build muscle. But not everyone knows that the largest muscle in your body is your heart. And as such, your heart has more receptors for testosterone than any other organ in your body. So actually, your heart has more receptors for testosterone. And so testosterone affects your heart more than any other organ in your body. Right? So when you're 20 years old, you have a lot of testosterone. So your heart is like a Maserati. It's like a Maserati, or it's like an 18-wheeler pulling a Volkswagen when you're 20. And when you're 20, your heart muscle is so powerful, it doesn't have to work very hard to pump the blood when you're 20. When you're 60, your testosterone is low, and so your heart muscle is weaker. So now it becomes like a Volkswagen pulling an 18-wheeler. And because your heart muscle is weak, your heart beats really fast and has to work very hard to pump the blood. And because it has to pump very hard, it's easier for you to get a heart attack because your heart muscle is not as strong. All right? So what does testosterone do for your heart? Number one, it strengthens your heart muscle. Number two, it lowers your blood pressure. Number three, it protects you from heart disease. So is testosterone is that something that a 60-year-old or a 70-year-old need? Most definitely, because it will protect them from heart disease. It will strengthen your heart muscles, and it will lower their blood pressure. The second organ that testosterone affects the most is your brain. In your brain, testosterone, number one, strengthens your memory. Number two, strengthens your cognitive function. Number three, decreases your stress level. Number four, helps you sleep better at night. And number five, testosterone helps protecting you from Alzheimer's and dementia. Now, what 70 or 75-year-old does not need to be protected from dementia and Alzheimer's? They all do. So they all need to optimize the testosterone. So yes, if you have a 75-year-old grandma or a 75-year-old grandpa and you want to make their mind sharper, make them feel better, protect them from heart disease, guess what? Testosterone is very appropriate for them to have. Now, when you're 20 years old and you fall down, you jump up. When you're 60 and you fall, you break a hip. Well, again, that's because testosterone strengthens your muscles and strengthens your bones. So when you're young, those are very strong. When you're 60, they're much weaker. So when you fall, you break a bone. Testosterone also helps reduce your belly fat. And as a side benefit, testosterone helps improve your libido. It helps improve your libido for both men and women. As a matter of fact, in my clinic, we have more women on testosterone than we do men. 70% of my patients are females taking testosterone, only 30% are men. And you know why that is? It's because women share. Men don't. You give the testosterone woman, they tell all their friends how great they feel, how much energy they have, how sharp their mind is. They tell all their friends about it, and they invite their friends to do it. You give it to a man, he says, no, honey, this is all me. It's all me. I'm not taking anything. This is all au natural. And that's what they say. So men do not share, women do. So that's what testosterone does for men and women. But also, women need to understand that testosterone is their sex drive. That's right, women. Testosterone is your sex drive. When your testosterone level is low, you don't have any sex drive. And therefore, when your loved one, your boyfriend, your husband come next to you, you don't really want to do anything because you just don't have the desire. Well, when we optimize your testosterone, he will be running from you. As a matter of fact, whenever I give testosterone to a couple, I always tell the man, be careful because you're going to be running from her. Be prepared because she just can handle it a lot better than you can. All right? That's just the way it is. I'm sorry. So testosterone is required by both men and women. Testosterone also helps women's lubrication down there. That's correct. Testosterone is a main hormone responsible for vaginal lubrication. All right? Now, so that's testosterone. The second hormone I want to talk about is estrogen and progesterone. Now, estrogen and progesterone is required by women. Now, estrogen and progesterone's purpose in life is to prepare a woman to have a child. So when you are first born, the estrogen and progesterone is low, and it gradually increases throughout life until it's time for you to procreate. And as a matter of fact, estrogen and progesterone maintain a certain ratio. Now, so estrogen and progesterone gets you ready to have a baby, and it also makes you attractive so you can attract a mate so that you can have a baby. But nature wants healthy children. So once you turn 35, nature says, whoa, this woman is 35 now. She can have a deformed child. She can have a child that's not perfect. We don't want her to have any more children. So your estrogen and progesterone starts dropping. Your estrogen drops gradually. Your progesterone drops off the cliff. And because of that, you have a misbalance between the estrogen and progesterone. You become what we call estrogen dominant. And when you do that, now you start getting all the emotional lability, the crying, all the hot flashes. You know, when you lie in bed, first the blanket's on, then it's off, then the legs out, then the legs in, then you roll and you're tossing. You can never get comfortable because you're hot and cold. Well, that's all because your estrogen and your progesterone are not balanced. Well, the other things that happen after 35 is that because your estrogen is required to make your collagen starts decreasing. And because your collagen starts decreasing, guess what? You start wrinkling. You know what gives you that nice hourglass shape, that nice creamy smooth skin, is your estrogen and progesterone. And when that starts going down, you start losing that nice skin texture, you start losing that nice hourglass figure, and now you have a pear-shaped figure instead. All right? Because nature says that we don't want you to be attractive, so nature takes away all the things that made you beautiful, so now you start aging. Okay. Then next thing you know, then you become postmenopausal, which means that you know your estrogen and progesterone is very, very low. And because of that, you start getting some vaginal dryness, and then your opening starts getting smaller and tighter. And when you have sex, it hurts. It's because nature says it doesn't want you to have any children, so it doesn't need to have anything inside there. So I say to women, if you want to stay young and healthy, you need to replace your estrogen and progesterone naturally, not synthetically. If you want to grow old and wrinkle up and start having painful sexual intercourse, then don't fix your hormones, and surely it will happen. All right? Once again, you're listening to Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You are listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on Newstalk 550 KTSA Radio. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. And you can also email me at vfwillymd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillymd@twaamc.com. Tonight we are talking about hormones. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble's, Amazon, iTunes. It's also available at www.growyoungeragain.com. That's growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel, 29.com. just want to let you know that on Sunday, tomorrow, we are going to have a seminar in Houston at Urban Retreat Day Spa about detoxification. And then on Wednesday, the 23rd at 6 p.m., we are going to have another free seminar on detoxification at the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center. We're going to have a great time. You all are welcome to come and join us. Just please call the office, 210-495-8558, to RSV. Okay? So we are talking about hormones. We already talked about testosterone and estrogen, progesterone. Now I'd like to spend a little few minutes talking about growth hormone, and then I'm going to talk about thyroid. All right? Now, a lot of people want growth hormone, and it's because growth hormone does exactly what it does. Growth hormone tells your body to fix things. So if your growth hormone is low and you injure your knee, growth hormone tells your body, hey, let's fix that next month. If your growth hormone level is optimal, growth hormone says, hey, buddy, fix it right now. See, that's why athletes want growth hormone, because they get lots of nicks and scratches and they want it to heal well so they can get back on the field. So growth hormone affects all your organs in your body. It helps your body fix problems. So some of the things that growth hormone does is helps with wound healing and strengthens your bones. It improves your sexual performance. It helps maintain your vital organs. It lowers your risk of heart disease. It lowers your cholesterol and blood pressure. It reduces your body fat and increases your muscle mass. Increases your energy level and enhances your mood. Sharpens your vision and memory. It helps you regrow your hair. Help you have smoother and firmer skin. Improves your cognitive function. And enhances your immune function. So that's what growth hormone does. Is there any problem with that? You see, it used to be a point where people would measure your growth hormone and they would tell you accurately whether you're high or low. Now, because of politics, no one wants to do growth hormone. So now they've changed the criteria of what's normal. So the normal is now based on your age. So if you're 70 years old, your normal growth hormone is a growth hormone of a 70-year-old. Now, just because you're 70, do you want to be 70? Or would you rather be 30? Well, guess what? If you keep your hormones at the levels of 70-year-olds, you're never going to feel like a 30-year-old. If you keep your hormones at the level of a 30-year-old and you're 70, then your body will get younger and healthier and you're going to feel better. You'll feel more energized and you'll feel like you used to feel when you were younger. All right? So that's the key is when your doctor says it's normal for your age, tell him, buddy, I don't want to be this age. I want to feel younger than my age. Then give me an optimal level, not what everyone else in my age has. All right? That's the key for that. Next, I want to talk about thyroid. In your body, you have two energy organs. You have your adrenal glands, which are tiny P-shaped, P-sized glands that sits right above your kidney. Those glands are like mama. If mama ain't happy, no one's happy. Well, your adrenal glands, they are your emergency energy. If you look down and you see a snake, 1 second later, you're gone. Your adrenals gave you that emergency energy. It's your fight or flee hormone. So it gives you the energy to fight off an attacker or run away from attacker. And when your adrenals is stressed, as if you are stressed out, it shuts everything else down in your body. It says, I'm in control, nothing else matter. And so when you have adrenal fatigue or adrenal stress, it means your adrenal glands cannot keep up with all the demands that's being made. And so your adrenal glands is cowering in the corner. So then you sit down, your arms are curled, clothes and you roll up in a ball and you're sobbing and you're tired and you're not feeling well and someone touched you in your back and you just freak out. Oh my goodness. That's what happens to you because your adrenal glands, when it's not fed, when it's cranky, it says, I'm in control. Nothing else matters. It lowers your testosterone. It lowers your growth hormone. It lowers your thyroid. It takes over your life. All right? So you don't want those glands to be out of nutrition. And the main foods for your adrenal glands is vitamins and minerals. That's right. Vitamins and minerals. Vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, minerals. Those are what your adrenal glands need to make your cortisol. Now, Your thyroid gland is your everyday energy. It's not your emergency, it's your everyday energy. Your thyroid gland gives energy to all your body. In your body, you have over 100 trillion cells in your body. And every single one of those cells require thyroid hormone to ignite their engines. That's correct. Every one of those 100 trillion cells require thyroid hormone. Now, your thyroid makes two main hormones, T3, which is thyroid with 3-iodine. That is the active thyroid. And T4, thyroid with 4-iodine, the inactive thyroid. All right? 93% is not active. 7% is active. All right? So this is what happens. Your brain senses that your body is lifeless, is lethargic, does not have any energy, and your brain sends a signal to your thyroid. It's called thyroid releasing hormone, TRH. It goes to the thyroid and says, thyroid, we want you to make more thyroid hormone. Well, how many of you have kids at home? Do your kids always listen to you when you tell them to clean up the room? No, they don't, right? Well, your thyroid gland, just because the pituitary told the thyroid gland to make thyroid hormone, that doesn't mean that it's listening. But let's say it was listening. And so the thyroid will make thyroid hormone, T3 and T4. All right. Now, the function of the thyroid gland is measured as TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. All right. And thyroid releasing hormone is released from the pituitary, from the hypothalamus to the pituitary, and then the pituitary releases thyroid stimulating hormone. Now, so your body makes 7% T3 active and 93% T4 inactive. The 7% that's active has to go to your 100 trillion cells and ignite them. Now, your car is set. You go to take your car to the gasoline station. You filled up with gas. Your car doesn't drive because you filled up with gas. Your car drives because you turned the key and ignited the engine. And when you ignite the engine, you start burning fuel. And then if you stand behind the car, behind the exhaust, your leg will be heated from the exhaust. So in your body, when you ignite your cells in your body becomes warm. It gives off energy. And so you're warm and you feel great. When your cells don't have the energy they need, your cells do not give off any energy and your body is cold. So you say, Doc, I am tired. I am run down. I have no energy. My skin is dry. My hair is falling out. And I look at food. I gain weight. And I'm always cold. Those are symptoms of hypothyroidism. But you tell your doctor that. And then he says, you know something? Your thyroid hormones are normal. Well, it just means it's in the normal range. Normal range doesn't mean it's optimal for you. There's a lot of play in that normal range. And so just because he claims it's normal does not mean it's normal. If you have those symptoms, it is not normal. Now, your girlfriend, on the other hand, she's the one that eats all the time. She's always running all over the place. She can't stop. She can't sit down. And she never gains a pound. Her thyroid is optimal. Now, why is this important that you have T3 in your system? It's important because every cell in your body needs it. And because of that, if your thyroid is low, then your cells do not function better properly. So that means your red cells do not function up to speed. Your white cells does not. So if you get a viral infection, instead of it lasting 2 days, it will last 2 weeks. Because your immune system is there to protect your body. If they don't have any energy that's given to them from the thyroid hormone, guess what? It's not going to happen. So thyroid gland is very, very important for your overall energy. It's important to protect you from cancer. It's important to protect you from infections. It's important to help your body fix things and put things together. That's what it does. But I think my time is about up, so I just want to let you know that you are listening to Dr. Vernon Williams. My number is 210-559-5959. My email is vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble, iTunes, also at www.growyoungeragain.com. You can also get more information by calling the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or you can call us catch on the web at www.feel29.com. And remember, on Sunday, the 25th, we're going to have a seminar on detox at Urban Retreat in Houston at 2 p.m. And on Wednesday at the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center, we are going to have a seminar on detox also at 6 p.m. on Wednesday. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. You have a fantastic day.